Columbus, and welcome to Cranksters here on WCRS 102.1 and 98.3 WCRS FM Columbus, your community radio station and a service of Simply Living. And Cranksters is Columbus's premier bicycling radio showcase. I'm your host, Zach Hinkle, and our guest today is Clintonville resident and WCRS volunteer chief engineer, Eugene Beer. How are you doing today, Eugene?
Good evening, Zach. Great to be here on this cold night.
Cold night, but I hear you're going to get a little bit warmed up later on going to a contra dance.
Yeah, it's the big winter warm-up, the annual big regional contra dance that's sponsored by the Columbus Dancers.
Oh, that's wonderful. This is usually a bicycling show, but I'll go a little off topic here and have a little dancers segment. What's contra dancing? Tell our listeners, please.
Contra dancing is, people probably know what square dancing is. It's a similar kind of music and style, but contra is two parallel lines that dancers form facing each other, and then they kind of, you trade off partners as you go up and down the line. So you might have like 15 partners in one dance. It's kind of fun.
Sounds like it. Contra, is it? I'm sorry. Did you say it's of a foreign origin, or what's the origins of this?
Well, the music tends to be somewhat Celtic or Appalachian. I think the word contra just means facing each other, you know, against each other. The two lines of dancers.
Oh, it's not like the old Nintendo video game Contra.
No.
Oh, that's good because it's a violent game. Shouldn't be engaged in such things. So anyway, this is once again a bicycling show, Cranksters. And we'll be having Cranksters podcast up here pretty soon, hopefully by end of the month, first of the year. You can listen to all 25 past episodes of Cranksters, including this one. This is episode 26. We've been on one whole full year. You know that, Eugene?
That is amazing, Zach. It's just happy to see a show make it to the 1 year point.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But anyway, enough about the show. Let's create a show. I would like to share with everybody in town and the listening audience, I've purchased and been using a new bicycle trailer that's made by a small business called Ohio Community Carts in Franklinton. And it is a very lightweight trailer that easily hitches to the rear of one's bicycle, and you can carry heavier, bulkier goods, your recycling, trash, lumber, groceries, whatever you wish, 200-pound limit. And I'd say that it's been a great treat to have. Have you ever pondered having such a thing?
You know, I have, Zach, because the piano bike has such heavy batteries and speakers. I wanted to put a huge 15-inch woofer speaker on the bike, but the only way I could do that would be with a trailer. So I looked at some of the, Bursley trailers?
Yeah, Burley.
Burley trailers, and you know, they were awfully expensive, and they looked pretty flimsy. But I'll have to check out this brand of trailers you're talking about.
Yeah, they're made right here in town, too, by two guys who have taken vows of poverty, I think.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
But I like them a lot, and it's I even got it painted custom color to paint to match my bicycle, so it's both useful and stylish.
Yeah, your bike's green, isn't it?
John Deere green.
John Deere green. Ooh, yeah.
But part of the whole moving cargo thing is something I've always been excited about and talked about on Cranksters here. But I've also, this last few days, I've completed my move from one house to another without using motor vehicle, and mostly through the use of this trailer and a tricycle that I use. And I'm making these two things available to community members at no cost to do such things when I'm not using it.
But your move was downhill when you had the heavy load, right?
It was a little bit downhill. Maybe a grade change of 3 feet elevation.
No, not too bad. Okay.
But there was some potholes in the way. I did a lot of moving at night, if that makes it seem any more difficult.
Wow,
after
that's,
work,
that's impressive.
After a day of work. I mean, people can do it. It's not for everybody. But planning, few things. Well, there are two things I had to move through pedestrianism, and that was a mattress and a dresser. And I just recruited some community volunteers to carry the mattress down the sidewalk. And dressers on wheels, which we just placed in First Avenue, we just pushed it down the street like a car.
Great. I wish I could have seen it.
Oh, it was great. We followed all the traffic laws, hand signals, everything.
Well, you know, Zach, the last time I helped somebody move, we packed everything, all the furniture, into the back of our pickup truck, and we wedged a coffee table in between a dresser and a mattress. And lo and behold, going down I-70 at 70 miles an hour, the coffee table flew off the truck.
Oh, my.
Hit the freeway, splintered into about 10 pieces, and we're just lucky it didn't cause an accident. I feel so bad about that.
Yeah, make sure you tie things down well.
Yeah.
I've got some bungees for my trailer, and I had a bunch of weight on them, on the thing, and they were kind of flopping everywhere like fish. So I need to get some better tie downs that you use on a pickup truck, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm excited, and I encourage everybody out there to consider those kinds of accessories to your bicycles to make your life a little bit more car-free or car-light. But, Eugene, the holiday hops tomorrow. Are you going to be down there with your piano peddler bicycle?
You know, it's going to be so cold tomorrow, I doubt it.
The keys freeze to your fingers?
Well, actually, what happens when it gets below about 30, the keyboard electronics get screwed up, and it won't make any sounds. Or if it does make sounds, they're the wrong sounds, like helicopter whirring instead of a piano sound.
Well, that's unfortunate. It's a big day tomorrow.
I might try to come for maybe half an hour. I've got some rifleman's gloves that are thin that I wear, and I can play a little bit.
All right, excellent. Have you ever thought of getting an indoor space there?
A indoor space?
Indoor space.
Oh. You know, I should ask around. I've done that before, played indoors, and it's just a matter of doing the legwork, but I may do that next year.
All right. So was your piano peddler season going well throughout town? Any special stories you'd like to share with the Cranksters audience?
Well, I played last Saturday night at the Springfield, Ohio Holiday Downtown Parade and Festival, and it was funny because I followed the horses in that parade. There must have been about four horses, and I swear, horses must know to save it up all day long, and then when they go out on a public road, they let it loose. And there were clumps every 10 feet on the main road there, and I was behind it all.
Yeah.
And so the kids that were watching in the crowd, the audience, they were all cheering me on to run right through these freshly laid clumps.
Yeah, landmines.
I would pretend that I were aiming right for one, and then at the last second I would veer around it, and the kids would be just cheering and clapping.
Well, good thing you have your mountain bike in case you hit one.
Yeah.
If there's big tires.
Yeah.
Did you play suspenseful music the way along the way?
Every time you approached? Christmas carols. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I played the William Tell thing. Da-da-dum, ba-da-dum, 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 ba-da-dum.
Have you ever been to the Delaware Horse Parade? It's like the largest horse parade around.
No.
It's just hours of horses walking by.
Oh, is that part of the Brown Jug, the Little Brown Jug?
Yes.
Oh. No, I've played at their county fair and saw plenty of horses, and they had horse races that day. But no, I didn't see the specific horse race for Little Brown Jug.
Does your do you only have one piano bike or several?
I have one piano bike,
yeah.
But 11 keyboards, because, you know, riding out in the rain and the dust and everything, I go through keyboards pretty fast.
Hmm.
Right now I have four that are in need of repair. I can usually repair them okay. It just, you know, takes a while, so they're queued up right now. I got four of them. But just one piano bike, yeah.
What kind of bicycle is this, to share with our listeners?
It's a Kona mountain bike. I bought it in 97, 96 in Eugene, Oregon, as a matter of fact. I rode it out there where they had a Kona store, and I just loved the way, the balance that it had. It felt very stable. I was just thinking I was going to put things on it. At that stage, I had no idea I was going to build a piano bike. But That's where I got it. It's a Kona Lava Dome.
Kona Lava Dome.
Yep.
Excellent. Is you or your position, are you unique in the world, or are there other piano peddlers?
I often sit down and Google, piano, bicycle, keyboard, bicycle. And there is one other guy in Australia that does have a keyboard on his bicycle, and it's one of those Casio battery-powered keyboards. I mean, you're not going to hear it more than 20 feet away. But there is a guy, and there's another guy at Disney World in Orlando who has a regular old-style acoustic barroom piano in front of his tricycle. It's a tricycle, though.
Okay.
And he can't see over it, so he's riding blind because it's higher than his eye level.
You can hear him coming.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thing. If you really outfitted a trike or a quad, pedal trike, really well, you could maybe do a whole setup of different pianos, kind of like what's the guy from David Letterman? Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. Yeah. That's funny. I just noticed 2 nights ago how many keyboards he had.
Oh, they're everywhere.
They're just all around him.
It's like he went to the store and said, one of each.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. How long have you been a musician?
I've been a musician, I started taking piano at age 8, and then in high school. By the way, I was very shy as a child. I just kept to myself. I played with only the boy next door, Billy. And it wasn't until high school when people needed pianists for rehearsing for the musicals and auditions for things. Then I started to really hang out with people. And so that's when I started performing publicly, was in high school.
This is in the 90s?
No, it was in the 60s, my friend.
That's great. What are some of your favorite pianist inspirations?
Oh, I like the Vince Guaraldi trio pianist, that does the Charlie Brown music. I love his style. I love Dave Brubeck. I met Dave Brubeck once here in Columbus. I like, who's the guy? I just got his album. The Coln Concert. Keith Jarrett. Yeah, I like him. Bunch of different pianists.
Pretty contemporary folks, then?
Yeah, pretty contemporary, yeah.
What's your interest in classical or sort of older piano work?
Well, I grew up as a classical pianist. That's what my mom made me practice for 10 years. I enjoy the classics, Beethoven and Scarlatti and Bach. I play at a church here in Columbus, so I play some of that there. And I'm actually going to start incorporating more of the classical music in my piano street bike stuff because I think it's a lost art. People have lost touch with classical music.
Yes. And to get your classical music fixed, you can tune into WCRS, 6 a.m., right, Eugene?
That's right, Zach. You are right on the ball. Yes, we have our own classical music schedule here, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on weekdays and till 9 a.m. on the weekends.
What can our listeners hear?
Well, we subscribe to several series of classical music, the Santa Fe Chamber Music Orchestra, the Lincoln Center Chamber Orchestra, and the Music Mountain series out of Colorado.
Sounds wonderful. We are on Cranksters here on WCRS 102.1 and 98.3 FM, your low-power community radio station and a service of Simply Living. We're talking with Eugene Beer, and I'm your host, Zach Hinkle. We're going to take a short break. Be back with some more Cranksters after this. This is Columbus band, Six Gallery, from Central City Recordings, and this song is A Terrifying Dream About America That You Could Write. Or excuse me, A Terrifying Poem About America That You Could Write. Six Gallery, Columbus band. And you're back on Cranksters on here on WCRS. Low power. 102.1 and 98.3 FM. Columbus, your community radio station and service of Simply Living. Check out our website, WCRSFM.org. Call the station, 447-0296. Our website, donate, see the schedule, see how you can volunteer. And a bunch of amazing other material that is fantastic and out of this world. But back here on Cranksters, Columbus's Bicycle Radio Showcase, we've got a announcement I'd like to give to the Rock Potluck. That's 8:30 Saturday evening, this December 6th, tomorrow evening, at the Summit, which is right next to Cafe Bourbon Street up in North Campus, Washington Beach neighborhood, at about Summit and Oakland Avenue. And it is a combination of several local rock bands, and you can bring your own dish to the potluck, and it raises cash for Educational Resource and Opportunity Center. It's the Rock Potluck, 8:30 p.m. Saturday evening, December 6th, at the Summit up there on Summit Street next to Cafe Bourbon Street. I believe it's Oakland and Summit is the intersection. But anyway, back to Cranksters and our guest, Eugene Bear Esquire. Is that your title? What's your title?
That's a shyster, a lawyer.
Piano peddler, that's what it is.
Yes.
All right. So you were talking about how you have been changing what's up in your music a little bit, getting more classical in there. I was wondering, when you're going through different neighborhoods, different themed neighborhoods, do you go to that theme of music? Like if you're in German Village or Italian Village or Victorian Village, maybe play some English music or something?
I'd say it depends. The age of the people that are my nearby audience, that's the most important factor. If it's older people, I might tend to do more swing music, kind of big bandish kind of music. If it's younger people, more rock. If it's little kids, you know, then it's a whole other kind of music.
But it's not geographically topical?
Not so much, no. Well, if I went to New York City, which I have played there once, I would tend to play probably more classical or more jazz. You know, I would consider it a more astute and refined musical audience, perhaps.
Do you want to play a little impromptu game where I name a city and you name a music that you would play there?
Oh, gosh, this is hard. We'll try.
All right, St. Louis.
Blues. Well, that was obvious.
Portland.
Ooh, airy environmental music.
San Diego.
Surfer music.
Yuma, Arizona.
I play desert music, which would be very quiet and delicate, and then there'd be sudden booming sounds of rainstorms.
Worthington, Ohio.
Arlington, Ohio. I'd probably play Buckeye songs.
Upper Arlington.
I'd play the Arlington fight song. Stand up and cheer for dear old Arlington.
All right, one more. How about Mobile, Alabama?
Oh, wow. I'd play some Cajun music.
Wow. Well, I hope the tourist boards of those cities heard those. And start getting some rings pouring in Monday. But how can people... I wish I had some of your tracks to play on the air, but I didn't have those ready. If somebody wants to listen to some of your piano peddling music and they can't catch you in person, where could they find that?
Yeah, go to my website, www.pianopeddler.com. That's piano and then P-E-D-D-L-E-R.com. Click on the link for audio clips or video clips, and you can listen to some of my stuff. I'm going to be updating my website with some new stuff because I just bought some new equipment to capture this. So if you're tired of the old clips on there, there'll be some new ones pretty soon.
What about that picture with Carol King?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do we have time for that little story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Carole King came to Upper Arlington in 04 to support the John Kerry effort for president. Mm-hmm. And I knew she was coming to this one particular speaking event. So I stationed myself out in the parking lot on the route to the main entrance, figuring she'd walk by there because I knew she was coming. So I was playing I Feel the Earth Move, and sure enough, I saw her get out of the car. Somebody drove her there, and she came walking over, and she couldn't believe it. You know, somebody was playing her song, and she walked right up to me and started playing on the keyboard simultaneously with me. It was like a duet. She was on the right, and I was on the left. And then I just backed away and let her take over because she was good.
Mm-hmm.
And she sang then. So that was my wonderful experience with Carole King.
You sound pretty joyful about it.
Oh, it was fun.
Best time of your life?
No. But close.
That day, maybe. Best moment of that day.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Excellent. You have any other celebrity encounters?
Well, of course, presidential candidates like Ralph Nader and Dennis Kucinich. I've met them all and played for them. I play Hail to the Chief when they come, and they shake my hand, you know. But so far, no major presidential candidates.
Like Ross Perot?
Right.
Well, you were in high school then.
So. That's true, yeah. Maybe he would have hired me to join his Air Corps or something, his band.
Do you have much experience playing in larger groups, or have you always gone solo?
I've been playing in a big band for the last 3 years, 21-piece swing band called the Z-Sharp Big Band. Right now, I'm just a sub for them. I've got a little bit burned out on it. But that's a lot of fun. It's just a blast. We played down at BOMA every Sunday night for about 3 months a year ago.
Yeah. What do you think of BOMA?
Well, I've got my opinions, you know. I think it's a really cool place. They've done a lot with it. But I was really sorry to see the swing night go by the wayside, which was on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's true it didn't make that much money for them, but it was so special. And artistically, it was just a wonderful event.
Nice, nice. Well, we're going to be wrapping up Cranksters here. I'd like to thank my illustrious guest and supreme volunteer, Eugene Beer of Clintonville, talking about the Piano Peddler, pianopeddler.com, right?
That's right.
You can hear some of your tunes, see some pictures. But I want to thank him for coming on. Thank you.
Sure. Great to be here again.
I want to thank you all for listening to WCRS and Cranksters. Check out our website, WCRSFM.org. Call us, 447-0296. Keep listening. Donate. Volunteer. You're on to something big.
Kind of give a shout out. Quick.
Go.
Hey, I want to say hi to Christy out there. If Christy's listening, hi, Christy.
Anyway, Cranksters, WCRS, have a good week and all. Peace.